The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Eagles are at the podium, and we have it covered here for you thanks to the fine folk at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Kist NFL. That's K-I-S-T. And today we have our first press conference for you in over a month. It's Eagles head coach Doug Peterson fielding questions from the media in a video conference, and he's going to cover a range of topics from the Jason Peters return to other training camp nuggets to the lack of preseason, with, of course, a special focus on COVID and how it impacts everything they do there at NovaCare. Obviously, there has already been a COVID outbreak with the Marlins baseball team, so that's something to monitor as we work through the return of sports. Despite all that, Peterson does say that he feels very safe and that he's hopeful that they can pull this thing off, and of course, we hope he's right. We'll be covering any Eagles-related COVID news as it drops, but so far, the biggest hammer to fall in terms of on-field product comes from the players opting out, and the New England Patriots have been hit the hardest so far. In total, they've had 5 players opt out of the 2020 season. Those include offensive lineman Najee Turan, fullback Danny Vitale, running back Brandon Bolden, offensive tackle Marcus Cannon, which is a significant blow to the offensive line, and a huge one that dropped this morning with inside linebacker Donta Hightower. So on their defense, they already have lost Kyle Van Noy. He left to rejoin Brian Flores in Miami. Jamie Collins left to take a deal with the Lions to rejoin Matt Patricia in Detroit. And now Hightower is out for the season. And in my opinion, Hightower, very high quality player on that defense, wildly underappreciated from a national perspective. So it's impossible for that loss not to be felt. So the Patriots were hit hard this morning. So there's a quick update from around the league. Let's hear it from the man himself in Philadelphia. Doug Peterson speaks with the media. Let's get it.
All right, Coach. We'll start off with Zach Berman and then go Tim McManus.
Hey, good morning, Doug. Since we last spoke, you obviously signed Jason Peters. What made you think Jason can play right guard? And what level of patience will you exercise with Andre Dilworth at left tackle, knowing that Jason's in the building?
Yeah, you know, first of all, good morning, guys, and welcome to the 2020 training camp. We're excited to be back in the building. We're excited to be working with our rookie players starting today. You know, things are a little unusual. Obviously, the schedule's a little different. It's unfortunate for most of you not being over here and doing this face-to-face, but we're excited to get this thing going and look forward to working with our guys, you know, moving forward. But to get back to your question, you know, we had many conversations with, you know, with Jason. We took a look at our roster, obviously, and felt that, you know, where Jason is and the type of player he is, obviously his leadership on the football team, that the transition would be relatively easy. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but it's, you know, relatively easy for him being a veteran guy, you know, moving into that guard spot. And quite frankly, you know, we love where Andre's at. He's had a tremendous offseason. The things he did for us last season, the couple games that he played and started for us, he did well. And it's just going to be a great opportunity for him. And I'm looking forward to really getting these guys, you know, those 5 guys, you know, working up front with Stout to see where they can go this season.
Hey, Tim, and then Dave Zingaro.
Hey, good morning, Doug. I'm sure that you saw the outbreak that the Marlins are having over in baseball playing in Philadelphia over the past few days. what kind of things is that making you think about as you kind of undertake your own season?
Yeah. Hey, Tim, thanks for the question. I'll say this. My hat goes off to many organization. I think about, you know, our stadium people. I think about the grounds people. I think about, you know, Don Smolinski, everybody that had a hand in getting us where we are today to be able to come back safe there. And the protocols that, you know, the NFL has put in place with the Players Association, the agreement there, with all of our doctors, it gives us hope. It gives us excitement moving forward. You know, we understand that the virus is real, and we do everything we can in our powers to stay safe, protecting ourselves when we're in the building, protecting our players. And it's unfortunate what has happened, but, you know, we do have a lengthy set of protocols that, we have to abide by. And this is our new normal right now, working in these conditions, as probably most of you working in your conditions as well. So, you know, it's something that we're going to embrace. We're going to make it a positive. It is what it is, and we're going to embrace it and move forward.
Okay, we'll go Dave and then Paul Domowicz.
Hey, Doug, good morning. Based on how unusual this offseason has been and now the unique challenges of what training camp will be, how difficult and how much will it change the way you build a roster this year and how you evaluate these players?
Yeah, Dave, it's a little different. We're starting out in this. It's really, training camp has been sort of divided into three phases, much like the offseason program. So it's phase one, phase two, phase three. And, you know, we're in this phase one strength conditioning phase right now. And then, you know, we get into the acclimation phase. And then once we get into the training camp, the so-called training camp or the padded, you know, portion of camp, I've got to do what I feel is best for the football team from a standpoint of putting the guys in position to succeed on the field. Meaning, you know, we got to have answers on a lot of our players, you know, especially the young guys. We haven't seen these rookies, live and in person. So it's my job as the head coach to, you know, from a scheduling standpoint, as we go throughout this training camp, to put our guys in competitive situations to see what they can do, and then do the best we can at the end of training camp to come up with a 53.
Okay, Paul, and then Rob Motti.
Piggybacking off that question, are you not relying heavily on your rookies early on right now as far as the contributions they might be able to make?
No, I wouldn't go that far, because, you know, as you know, every year there's going to be a rookie or two that really, you know, steps up and performs and catches our eye. It doesn't matter if he's a guy on offense or defense. He could be a starter on special teams. I mean, we can't forget that. So that's what I'm most excited about. So, you know, we've got to, as coaches, we've got to get our young players caught up extremely fast. I'll tell you this, we had a really good offseason, as virtual as it was, with the meetings. We spent some time virtually with our rookies this past week, and these guys are in a really good place mentally. Now it's about taking it to the grass, seeing what they know, and then leaning on these guys as much as we can throughout training camp.
Rob, and then Les Bowen.
Hey, Doug, how do you make up for the lack of preseason games, and how will you find ways to evaluate the back end of the roster, guys? And not only that, you have, I believe, about 72% of players returning snaps, guys who played last year returning. So you also have to evaluate those guys as well. How do you do that without preseason games?
Yeah, that's something that, as I alluded to earlier, just coming up with creative ways, whether I do, you know, more scrimmage situations. You know, I do a couple live practices, you know, during camp anyway, and I've got to do, you know, maybe some more scrimmages and put our young players and put the guys we need answers on in those situations. I've got to come up with ways of having game like situations in practice, because we are missing, you know, the preseason game. So it can definitely be done. We'll be creative about it as a staff, and we'll eventually have the answers we need at the end of camp.
Les, and then Ruben Frank.
Hi, Doug. Have you had anybody test positive thus far from the rookies and the people that have been in the building?
Yeah, Les. No, you know what? With in relation to those questions and that question, Obviously, I can't give out that information because of the NFL, the Players Association, our medical team. So that information right now is not accessible to you guys.
Rube.
Yeah, and Doug.
Then, Jeff McClain.
Hey, Doug. How safe do you feel? How safe as you embark on this process do you feel you are, your staff is, and your players are?
Yeah, Ruben, you know, I feel extremely safe. You know, obviously coming into it, there might have been some skepticism, you know, about the testing and the screening that goes on. But it's very thorough. And, you know, when you're here, you know, when you get tested in the morning, you got a screening process that you have to go through to get into the building, wearing masks in the building, everywhere we go. I feel extremely safe. This is our bubble right here at NovaCare. And so, you know, I can't control everything. We can't control everything. There probably are going to be some things that come up down the road. But right now, I feel extremely safe. And this is a great environment for our players to succeed in.
Jeff McClain and then Kristen Rogers.
Doug, I know you can't tell us about players who have tested positive, if they have or not. But who are the players that came back early that were injured? And where do they stand in terms of their recoveries? What should we expect about guys like Alshon Jeffrey? What's the injury update?
Yeah, you know, talking about some of the injuries, obviously without getting in depth, I mean, all the guys are doing extremely, extremely well. I'm looking forward to getting these guys back on the field at some point. As you know, we don't rush guys back and we let them heal and we let them, you know, and what's good about this process right now, Jeff, is the fact that, you know, we don't have to ramp up. We're not going into pads right away. So there's this acclimation phase that we can begin to, you know, really ramp our guys up into. And so our injured guys will be, you know, the ones that'll be working in that phase as well. And then hopefully be ready, you know, for the regular season. We'll see how it goes throughout this these first couple of phases.
Can you tell us what players came back early that were injured?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you. I mean, we had all the guys that were injured at the end of the season. We had Brandon, we had Rodney McLeod. You know, gosh, I don't have the list in front of me right now. You know, we had all the guys that were on injured reserve last year that, you know, had to, you know, based on our protocol, they had to, you know, pass physicals and all that before they could, you know, be cleared and whatnot. And we got those guys in here. I don't have that list necessarily in front of me, so it's hard to answer all that question.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Okay, Kristen and then Jim Kemsky.
Hey, Doug. As we look around the league and how all sports teams are kind of acclimating in this time, you know, we see MLS, we see the NBA in a bubble. We see Major League Baseball traveling, and obviously the NFL will travel as well. The Phillies-Yankees game tonight just got canceled, so I'm curious how much you have to look ahead to what Major League Baseball is doing as they set a precedent for other leagues that will travel later this season.
Yeah, you know, we'll take a look. I know, you know, we're looking at all the leagues, obviously, and what everybody is doing. But you know what? Quite honestly, I'm concerned right here with Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, our players, and trying to get our team, you know, ready to go for the regular season. So I know the guys that are higher up than me are watching that. Our doctors and the medical team with the NFL, they're watching all this stuff. They're in constant conversations, constant meetings. And they'll have a plan, you know, they'll be prepared. So, it's my job to get the team prepared, and then obviously their job to make sure that we're all safe and doing the right thing.
We'll go to Jimmy and then Martin Frank.
Hey, Doug, how difficult would this offseason have been if this were your first year as a head coach? You know, just thinking back to 2016, and how big of an advantage is it that, you know, you, your quarterback, and your defensive coordinator are all heading into your fifth year together while the rest of the division all hired new staffs?
Yeah, I tell you, I've thought about that with the obviously the new staffs and just in our division here and in our conference. And, you know, it's got to be extremely tough not to be around. You know, they spent a little bit of time probably, you know, maybe a few weeks, you know, way back in February, March, maybe together. But, you know, it'd be hard. And then not having your players in the off season trying to teach a new offense, defense, special teams, I'm sure is probably difficult in its own right. So, you know, we've been blessed. I've been blessed to, you know, going into my fifth year here in Philadelphia and maintaining the staff that I have and having some great additions to the staff this year. And I think that you know, our players are excited because, you know, they're not having to learn necessarily a new offense, defense or special team. So, you know, I'm not necessarily thinking it's going to be a leg up, but at the same time, it does give us confidence going into camp that we all are on the same page.
We got time for two more. So we'll do Martin and then John McMullen.
Hey, Doug, I was wondering if you can give us an update on Alshon's status. And because of the pandemic, the fact that you didn't have spring practices and everything, like, do you see him having a role this year? I mean, do you think that's been increased because of the situation?
Yeah, you know, Alshon was obviously, you know, Jeff, one of the guys too that came back early to follow up on that question. But he's doing extremely well. He's in a really good spot. He's going to continue to work and get himself ready. Obviously, I won't, you know me, I don't put timetables on players, but when he's ready, he's ready, and he'll be back out there on the field with us. So I'm excited where he's at. And, you know, even though, yeah, we missed the spring and had this pandemic, he was still working and rehabbing and doing everything that he could to get himself ready for the season.
Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Doug. Just curious, obviously, you've had a lot of injuries past couple of seasons, next man up mentality. Have you given a lot of thought that you need sort of backups for everybody now, even the coaching staff on a particular week? How much thought have you put into that?
Yeah, great question. And I've thought about that quite a bit. The closer I got here to camp and being in the building, because we got to have a plan for everything, as you know, and we've, one of the things that we've been faced with, and I think we've done a really good job here, is we've overcome some of the injuries we've had the last couple of seasons. We've coached that next guy, that next player has been able to go in and perform at a high level. But now I think that has to carry over to the coaching staff, just as you mentioned. I think there has to be a plan in place for any coach or any staff member that may miss, you know, either a couple of days or maybe a couple of weeks because of the virus. So those are all things that, you know, are running through my mind. Again, we're in a different environment, you know, and we all have to do our part to protect ourselves, protect our players and our families. And hopefully, we minimize any setbacks.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, coach.
Thanks, guys.
BGN.